Okay. First, although probably most of you know, just let me make the announcement formally, over the summer, in addition to the Piskei Din that were distributed, the Seder HaLimud over the summer will be the simonim that we skip from Kuf Mem Gimel to Kuf Nun Gimel, and the Bechina, the first week we come back, but the Bechina, I gather, will be rather easy. This one you don't need every Piskei Tshuva, that makes it easy, right? But no, but that's going to be much convenient. Now what I want to do today is I'll pose it as a shaila to analyze, but that's simply a device to go over to be merakif some of the inyanim with regard to tzviya on gerushin, and to talk a little bit about some of the piskei din of the Bosei Din Rabbonim that have already been distributed. The shaila for these purposes is a shaila that's very actual, halacha l'maisa, practically maisin b'chol yoin, in the typical case of a baal hamasar of lagarish, a husband who has secured the benefits of a civil divorce and for our purposes has already remarried after civil divorce but doesn't want to give his wife a gift. Under those circumstances, are there grounds to be kaif in halacha with or without a claim and evidence on the part claim and evidence that there was nus on the part of the wife? So the shaila is to mistaif into two halakim. One, when there is evidence of nus on the part of the wife, and the other is when there is no evidence of nus on the part of the wife. Now the shaila is very actual, primarily because many of the ways that there are to be kaif involving our kais, with or without a prenuptial agreement, are situations in which the husband has taken advantage of the civil divorce for purposes of remarrying. We'll come back to the shaila in the end, but let me then go through some of the proti dinim with regard to kviya for gerushin and the piskei din, and we'll see where that leads us. First of all, in Simen Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Yimol, we have the Machaber Ha'omer Ein Izon Ve'in Mefarnes Keifin Eisei Lozun Ve'im Ein Dez Nifrem Lo Keifin Lozun Kegen She'ein Loi B'med L'Sparnes Ve'in Erot L'Sakir La'viach V'lozun In Tirtzuhi Keifin Eisei Leis Miyad V'lithin K'suba V'chein Hadin B'misha Ein Eretze L'Shamish. In the Machaber in Siv Gimel we have two grounds for Ksia. Either he's not being the farmer's wife, or he's being Meinea Tashmish from his wife. First, let's deal with Eina Reitza L'Shamesh. The Eina Reitza L'Shamesh, or Eina Yochel L'Shamesh, in Simen Ayin Vov Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber talks about a similar taina for Tzvi of Gerushin, only there it wasn't Eina Reitza, but an Eina Yochel. In Ayin Vov, Sif Yud Aleph, Osel Odom Linen Ishta Einoso, Vim Mono Kadei Letzaro, Eivav Leisa Aser, Dinos Ligro, Vim Chol Oitosh Askeche, Vim Yochel Livoil, Yamtin Shisha Fadoshim Achi Yavri, Shein Lucho Einiv Goyle Mizu, Vahar Kacha Yitul Imen Rishut, O Yetziv Yitin Ksuba. She's ready to be Meichol. There's no problem, but if she's not Meichol, she can demand a get, and will be mechuyis to give her a get. The Shir the Machaber gives in Yud Aleph in the case of a chayla or somebody who is saying like chayach. So the Machaber the Shir is shisha chadoshim, because the largest or the greatest Shir eino is mishisha chadoshim, mishisha chadoshim. That's the eino of the saponim. So Poshit the Machaber in Ayin Vov is dealing with a case in which the person is in a niyokel livel. A niyokel over a period of 6 months, longer than that she's not mufiyif to wait, she can demand a get. The Beis Shmuel in Sifkot Yudzayim in Siman Ayin Vov says that if the doctor says that there are refuahs and they take more than 6 months, is yamtin ad sheyavri, she has to wait until he becomes well, that the 6 months is nalocha mishni sinai, as long as there are refuahs, she's mufiyif to wait. How long is she mechuyif to wait for refuah? Well, the doctor says the refuah will take 30 years. It's not clear. There's no sheer cost of it. I mean, clearly, if she is now 50 and the doctor says 30 years until he's misrafe, it doesn't make sense she's mechuyif to wait 30 years. But what the sheer is also not mechuyif. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perek Yudalef Halacha Zayin, from which practically word for word Loshon Machaber, many Acharonim say that the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam maintains that even if there are refuahs, he's not mechuyif to be mamtin ad sheyisrafe. Other Acharonim are machalik, and they say that the Rambam would agree that if there's a refuah with kitzvah to the refuah, again, what the kitzvah is, I don't know, but the doctor is willing to say that it's 7 months, it's 8 months, it's 9 months, but not longer than that. If there's a kitzvah to the refuah, even the Rambam would be maskim that she's mechuyif to wait, and that the Rambam would be chuyif only in the refuah she'ein lo kitzvah. The doctor says it's curable. How long it's going to take, he doesn't know. There the Rambam would say more than 6 months he's mechuyif to give her a gift, and the Beis Shmuel says that if the doctor says she will be nisrata, even though the doctor can't tell you precisely how long, she's mechuyif to wait. That's something which isn't terribly clear. The shear of the kitzvah isn't clear, at least not in the Nesek Kelim of the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see in the Pesukei Din a little bit more about that in a moment. With regard to Mezainis, we also have something of a steer in the Mechaber. Kufnun Dalid, the Gimel, the first case, Machaber said in Yizon, then in the Farnes. So, Kufnun is the Lozun, and if we can't, or Inli ben Elis Farnes, then there is Kvi. In Simen Ayin, Sif, Sif Gimel. There says the Gemara. There says the Machaber what the Shurik Mizainus is. The Imhoya Oni Beyesin Yochalikin Lafil Lechem Shitzricha Kifin Eisai Lahaiti. And here the Ramos Chaylin says the Yeshem Rim Shein Kifin Eisai Lahaiti Meyachar Shein Loi. The Ramo in Kufnun Dalet isn't masig on the Machaber. In Ayin he disagrees with the Machaber. In Kufnun Dalet he doesn't. The Sam Sefer asks us the spirit. The Sam Sefer says that the Ramo, it means that Kefin Eisav Yeshem Mishin Kefin Eisav Lahesi means you're not Kefin B'Shaitin, but you are Kefin B'Mili. And the Kri of Kufnun Dalet says the Sam Sefer is Kri B'Mili, so the male Ramo didn't have to be Chayli. It's a dochuk, as you'll see in one of the Pesukei Din Rabbonim, because the Loshon of the Chaber is Loshon of the Gemara, and the Gemara is clear that Kriya is Kriya B'Shaitin. Any other Kriya is not called Kriya. And L'chur, the Chaber might be the Loshon of the Gemara, and if the Ramo wanted to say Kriya B'Mila, not Kriya B'Shaitin, he should have said at least the Eshemrim, Kriya only B'Mila, not B'Shaitin. He silenced totally and completely. Some Achrenim are Makalik, and they say that the difference is whether he is able to give her at least lechem. In Ayin, Sif Gimel, the Machaber says, if you want to be Esther, then you have to leave him lechem. There, the Machaber says, there's a din of Kfiyah, and that the Ramo will be Machalik between whether he's able to give her just lechem, or whether he's not able to give her everything that she requires with the halacha of Malin, Imay, Veina Yeredis Imay. That when he's able to give at least lechem, the Machaber Ramo says ain't chasing. But if he's not able to give even lechem, then the Ramo would say that there is no din of kviya. But either way, there's kviya on the zaynus. Nishali is shot in the Ramo when the Ramo is masig and he says that there is no kviya for mizaynus. Now, those are the two basic shailas in the Machaber, the case where the Baal is Meneya Tashmi Shamita, or where he's Meneya Mezainis. The modern day shailas deal with situations in which the Baal is Meneya those two things, but he's not Meneya them directly. He's Meneya them as a result of certain other circumstances in which he is involved or caught up. In Achrenim and later Achrenim, we have two cases. One is the case of the Avni Nezer. A person was drafted in the army. He would be away from home for an extended period of time. And there, the major problem is apparently Tashmish. He'll be away in the army. and he won't be able to be mekayim the chiyuv yoina. Is the fact that he's going to be away in the army, is that sufficient grounds to be kaifa the husband to be megarish? There's a shuv of the Avnei Ezer in Chesh Mishpat Simin Pei Beis. The Avnei Ezer says that Tzova, being in the army, is like Chayla Sheyesh Kitzva L'Rafuasa. He's not going to be away forever. He's going to come back, and presumably we're not dealing with people who were drafted for 25 years, as the Cantonists were. So he says, since he's going to come back within a reasonably short period of time, that's in the category of Chayla Sheyesh L'Kitzva, and there's no din of Kviya L'Garish. At worst, it's connected to the Rambam, but as the Beis Shmuel says, when there's kitzvah l'refuah, there's no din of kviyah l'garish. Then there's a second shuva in the Einig Yontis, Simin Kuf Samach Ches. This is in the person who was sent away l'merchakim, to Siberia, I presume, and they sent him away because he did things that he shouldn't have done. He's a criminal, and he's being sent away for an extended period of time. We don't know exactly how long. The Yonta doesn't say how long, but I presume it was more than a brief period of time. And then the Yonta says, Kreifin Lagarish. I'm not sure that there's a machlokes between the Avnei Ezer and the Einig Yontis. In fact, if we had those two tshuvas and those two alone, I think that one would say that the Einig Yontis is talking about some extended period of time, and even though he was sentenced for a definite period, but if he's sentenced for 20 years or for 30 years, that's too long, and that's not called Yesh L'Kitzva. And that the Avnei Ezer is talking in the case where he's in the army, but he's in the army for a limited period of time, either for the duration, which was usually rather short, or he was there for a limited number of years. Those are the two tshuvas that we have in Achronim before we come to the contemporary shaylos. When we come to the Piskei Din Rabbonim, we find a number of shaylos which are essentially the same shayla in different forms, dealing with people who have been sentenced to jail for various periods of time. And here we find that the both the din deal with them in a variety of different ways. The first psak din, which I'm just going to refer to, and you'll, over the summary you'll have time to look at it if you haven't already, it's Tov Shin Chof Hei Tik Mispar Chof Ches 28. The Bez Din in that particular case cited the various sources dealing with the Shaila. The person had been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Approximately 2 years of that term had already expired, and he faced another 2 years in prison. And what is very interesting is that, and this is a psak of the Bez Magodl, it's interesting, it's the Bez Magodl in in that particular panel, there was a Bital Jolti, Zechon Lebroche, Rav Shol Yisraeli, Yibod L'Chaim Tevim, and also Rav Avadji Yisei. I mention it for reasons I'll make a little bit clear in a moment. In that particular case, the Bez Din cites all the earlier sources, and we're dealing with a situation in which the husband is in jail, and obviously he can't be mechayim mitzvah of oina while he is in jail, but more significantly is the fact that he's not being mechayim as his wife while he is in jail. More significantly is the lack of parnosa, because it may be the case that he could get furlough from time to time during this period, so that he would be home at least once in 6 months. It's not, the case is kind of blur after a while. I think in this case it's not entirely certain that he would get the furlough. It would depend upon good behavior, what the warden had for breakfast that morning or what have you, but it's not min hanimna that he will not be able to come home during that period of time. And the primary concern of the Bez Din, or at least the concern they focus on, is the fact that he's not going to be in the finest of his wife during the period he's in jail. And what is interesting is a citation of the Neidah B'Yehuda Madura Tinyonis Timin Tzadik. The Neidah B'Yehuda, with regard to the various Hechatimsis, the Simen Kufnun Dalit, in which there's Kfiyah Lagarish, says the Neidah B'Yehuda that it's only when there is Hasroah. In one case, the Ramah says there's Hasroah, and we'll come to that a little bit later in the end of Stith in Stith Gimel. In a different case, the Ramah says there's a requirement of Hasroah. The Ramah does not talk about Hasroah in any of the other cases of Kufnun Dalit, but says the Neidah B'Yehuda, In all the cases where in effect kaifa the wife to accept the get and she loses the ksuba only if you're matzah her first. Says in the Yehuda that in the case where you'll be kaifa the baal garish, it's obviously only with hasroah, and it's a double portion, says in the Yehuda, therefore when there's no hasroah, there can't be kfiya lagarish. So a husband is not in the farmers, his wife, and the wife comes to the bezin, she wants to get. She will get it only after the bezin is master of the husband, that you have to be in the farmers, so you have to go find a job. And if they are master him several times and he doesn't do it, then and only then there'll be kfiya lagarish. And the bezin applies this to the case of the person who's in jail, and says that since they weren't matzer him, there can't be a kfiya legarish. Now, it doesn't make sense, does it? Let him be matzer, right? We'll be matzer, we know he's in jail, and he'll come back a couple of times, and he's still not being the finder, because he can't get a job while he's in jail, and finish. So it's about the chukah b'tlula. We know he can't. What we need the hasroah for? Very good. I mean, it turns out that in another psak din, it's Tokshin Lamet Aleph Tik Nistar 305. And one of the things that's interesting is, you know, Eretz Yisrael is a strange country. Maybe next year in the Chesha Mishpit we'll talk about this Bez Nahagodl Rabboni Lirurim, which doesn't make any sense in Halacha because there's no such thing as an appeal in Halacha, but this was inherited from the British just historically. The British were willing to continue the at least until under the Ottoman Empire, there was the Malay system. They granted autonomy in Hilkas issues to each one of the religious communities, and the British were willing to continue it, but only if you have due process. And for them, that meant you had to have the Court of Appeals. So the Rabbanut went and instituted the Court of Appeals, and it's claimish that takone, the first takana. That you can have an appeal, but in Saradin, as we'll see when we come to Hilchus Dayanim, there is no such thing as an appeal. It doesn't make sense. But usually, in general, the Bez Nahagodl follows the rules of appeals courts. You can have an appeal, and the Bez will examine the halacha, not the facts. No fiyus eidus. You can't reopen the case to present new evidence. At least that's the I won't call it the halacha. That's the chuk. Honored sometimes in the breach. And all that the Bez Nahagodl will review is the halacha. And presumably, the psak of the Bez Nahagodl is then binding on courts of inferior jurisdiction. But Eretz Yisrael, Rabbonim, and lo and behold, I made the point of saying that the first psak in Tokshin Sof A was the psak of the Bez Nahagodl. The second one that I'm referring to in Tokshin Lamed Aleph is a psak of a Bez Din in Tel Aviv, and the Bez Din in Tel Aviv doesn't hesitate at all to tell the Bez Nahagodl, you don't know what you're talking about, and to proceed to ignore what the Bez Nahagodl said. And it's interesting if these weren't Katlakan. I mean, if there had been three other people for Bez Nahagodl, I would have understood it easier. In this case, we're dealing with the Vat Yisrael Sal Jolti, and there are a number, I shouldn't say it on the tape, but Libby Amerly, if this were in an American court, Lahavdil, I would say that the clerk wrote it. not the Dayonim. The Safra, the diner, wrote it. The first thing that bothers me is that the Einig Yontif is quoted here. It's quoted, Einig Yontif, who would the Sefer Evan Yisrael? The Sefer Evan Yisrael is the Yaitis, the Chelik Sheni of the Siddur, they call it. The Yaitis made a Sefer. It's nothing to do with the Siddur, but they call it Chelik Sheni of the Siddur. And there are a number of contracting put together. One of them is called Evan Yisrael. And he quotes the Einig Yontif. Rabbi Avadya Yosef doesn't quote Einig Yontif from the Yaitis. He's bucky. Not the historian, the Bianca Benton. The Bianca Benton. It's not in the back of the Siddur. They call it Chelik Beis of the Siddur. They call it that. It's the Siddur, and it's what they call Chelik Beis. It's the Evan Basin, and it's got Kuntrasin. Which? The historian or Bianca Benton? Before the Yankee Benton. Yeah. He quotes him. I take it for granted that the citation is correct. What? This is definitely a citation of the Eben Yisrael of the Eibach. And the Ein Yigyontif I've seen, the Ein Yigyontif I gave you the Simmons, the Ein Yigyontif Simmons Kuf Samaches. I did not go to look if the Eben Yisrael really quotes, that could be a mistake altogether. But it's quoted at least two Piskei Din. So that if it's... yes, yes. It's the Chelik Beis of Rabbi Yankov. What? The dates are wrong, basically. Another story? Okay, in any event. But the Ein Yigyontif is quoted, the Ein Yigyontif is quoted from the Eben Yisrael, not from the Ein Yigyontif itself. But even more significantly, the Bezdin in Tel Aviv in the second Pesach Din has kindness to the conclusions of the Bezdin Agoda, which are based upon the Yehuda, and proceeds to say that where we find Hasura, this Hasura is not with the halacha of an ancient Elohim chain Maziri. It clearly isn't. This is the Hasura simply to determine whether or not there will be grounds for Tfiyah. You find a number of differences with regard to this Hasroah and general kinds of Hasroah. Here in the Ramah, where he does mention Hasroah in a slightly different context, as we'll see in a moment, he says, your Masra Tam Ishtayim, and it will be a Hasroah simply to know Lahatim and Shayyim Lamezid, you don't need Hasroah twice. So it's clear that this is different. Moreover, there is no evidence in the Ramah that you have to be Masra, that if he will not behave himself as you are telling him, you'll be kafa lagarish. The hasra there is to cease and desist from the conduct that is untoward. But no one has to be Masra the Einish. This isn't the hasra for the Einish. This is simply to cause him to change the way he's conducting himself. And if he continues, then we will be kafa. And in this case, argues the Bezdin very cogently, what's the point of the Hasroah? We know that as long as in the Beis Hasroah, he's not going to be able to be in the Farnes there, and if the inability to be in the Farnes is sufficient reasons for a get, then it's clear that we should be Kaisa Ligarish. Now, it's interesting that if this is based upon Kufman Dalit Yid Gimel, and the Bezdin of Tel Aviv says that there is Tfiyah even without Hasroah, one would have anticipated the Pesach Din of Tfiyah Ligarish. However, the Pesach of the Rabbim was two against one. The Pesach of the Rabbim reads as follows. He says, after the end, that there's a chiyuv lagarish, v'yesh ulai gam l'kaifa. Ulai. I don't know what the ulai is. No place do they explain what the sofik is. Yesh ulai gam l'kaifa lagarish. L'chein l'or kol ha'omor, pasak v'shabal chayiv losis get l'yishtay. Chayiv losis get is what the Bezdin calls kviya b'mili. A pasak of chiyuv, as distinct from pasak of kviya. They were mesupik on kviya for reasons that they don't tell us. The whole pasak is talking about kviya. In the end, they say ulai there's a chiyuv b'kaifa, but lor ha'omur prasaknu shabal chayiv legarish. And then there is one line at the bottom. This is the daf harav, the daf hamiyut. Ani maskim shiyesh lachayiv esabal the matn get b'turin leishtoi, avol ein lokuf oisay legarish. It's not even a sofik to him. The rabbim were mesupik. The miyut, this was Rav Werner, he has to be magdishit, the separate opinion, he won't sign together with them. They were mesupik on the kriya, the image of Dover Poshut, that you can't be kriya to lagarish. No one mentions the reason why. The reason isn't hard to find, why they were mesupik on the kriya lagarish. That, in terms of the Piskei Din, we'll find in some of the other Piskei Din. And the first of those is the Pesach Din of Tovshin Tov Zayin, it's Tik 7831, and here we're dealing with a case involving Roya Zaynus. Now, in the case that the hypothetical that I gave you a case where the person has been divorced civilly, he's remarried, so obviously he's being Menei Atash Mishanita. Whether or not he's being Menei and the Zaynus, I don't know. Chances are not, he's probably paying alimony. But he is also remarried, and that certainly is comparable to the case of a Roya Zaynus. So that here, you have to now analyze the halacha of kfiyah with regard to a person who is a raya zaynus. So let's see that first, and then we'll come back and talk about it in this context. The source of raya zaynus, in addition to what we have in the Shulchan Aruch, the source is an aguda, and its analysis first in a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, and then in a number of other places. First, the Loshon of the Aguda. The Loshon of the Aguda in Habal Yevimtoi, Tamachas bo maisel yodi, leia teyenes haruvin shari reya zaynus, uhu kreifer, upasakti shim tofi edim shu ken, yeitzi yitin ksuba. If she'll be able to bring edim, the was a reya zaynus, then there's a dinas kfiya legerishim. Ivoisem mikrov, ivoisem migemor, ivoisem misvor. Krodixid, in tikach noshim al benoisai. Ivoisem migemor, damrin hoch, bubab shubasibu kayu. Ubenidin zexi, vreya zainis yevat haim. Ivoisem misvor, the gora, mikol hani, the perik, hamadi. The dafkishi yeshe. And then, the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kuf Mem Bei proceeds to analyze the Aguda, and in effect all that he adds to the words of the Aguda is that Aroya Zaynus is Kekin Lagarish, it's not a new Kfiya Lagarishin, if he understands it, it's a Kfiya Lagarishin of somebody who's not being the finest his wife. And he says that that's what the Aguda means when he brings the Posik, Aroya Zaynus Yevet Hain. He will have difficulty supporting these women, and the end will be that he can't be Megarish's wife, and he categorizes this as Al Shem Seifa Hunidain, like a Ben Seir Meir. And he proceeds to ask, where do you find that we're Kefa Legarish Al Shem Seifa Ben Seir Meir, your Ma'anish Al Shem Seifa, but where do you find Kefa Legarishin Al Shem Seifa? But that's how the Chacham Tzvi understood the Aguda, that it was essentially because he is not going to be Mefarnaser, and therefore we are being created because he's being Menea Parnose. It's interesting that you look at the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Aguda, and he adds a number of other things. Among the things that he adds is Gam Yesh Sakona Bedova. Now that was the case of Raya Zaynus Mamish. In the case that I gave you, the person who is married civilly for a second time, that he is a Raya Zaynus Yevat Hain, the end result, the statistics indicate, are that he's not going to keep on paying alimony. The number of husbands who remarry and continue to pay alimony is proportionately rather low. They can't afford to sustain two households. The other point that should be made is that when he says he voice aime kro in tana in tikach noshim al benoisai in tana's benoisai luchure the akuda means, and you find some offering you interpret the akuda that way, it's not the Chacham Tzvi, that there is now a second time the kind of moisolai if he's a roya zaynus. This is in Tanis, and they say it's in English. She's claiming that he's Mosolai. And here we have an Amasla Brua, and for many upbringing, with an Amasla Brua, even if Mosolai is not sufficient, but with an Amasla Brua, Mosolai is sufficient. So that the Aguda seems to be saying that Aurea Zainis is A, Mosolai with an Amasla Brua, two, he will not be able to be mefarnes both all of these women, and therefore we're kreifa legarish because he won't be mefarneser. That's the Chacham Tzvi. There is another pshat in the Aguda. The Dvar Eliyahu understands the Aguda in a somewhat different way. The Dvar Eliyahu understands Raya Zaynus Yevat Hain very literally. Now he could still be mefarnes, but eventually he's not going to have any money, and she is a bal chayiv. And there's a machlokes on Chayshim Mishpat, if a person owes money and it's not higiyah zman peroyin, the bal chayiv ordinarily can't collect tzeich zman. If the zman peroyin has not yet arrived, he has no claim. However, what if we see that the bal chayiv is being mevazed at this moment, and we see squandering his assets, and we know that we allow him to continue, he's not going to have money to pay when the time comes. Can we be goy for the chayiv in the meantime, even though it's not higiyah zman peroyin? There's a clear machlekes achronim, and the Dvar Elio learns pshat in the aguda. That's what aguda meant. She is a balas chay, and he's now being mevazdus in the chosim, and therefore we can prevent him from being mevazdus in the chosim, so that she will be able to collect in order to have mezainus for the future as well. And secondly, says the Dvar Eliyahu, that Guda in his other tanim and in mukim meant, in effect, what the Ritva says, that where there's a minyak shalei liso rak isha achas, and he goes and he marries more than one, yesi v'itin ksuba dalmanat kein niso. It's like a tnai in the kedushin. He was masna, not he's going to invite the Kedushin, but he was masna with his wife, he would not take a second one, and that applies both Aide Chupo and Shaloi Aide Chupo, and since he's in violation of the terms of the contract, there's a din of Yetziv Yitin Ksuba, he can be kaifeh him to be Nagarish if he is a Reyazenis, and according to the Ritvo, which the Dvar Elio wants to read into the Agud as well, a Reyazenis, we're kafel garish for that reason as well. And clearly, if he has married a second woman, even civilly, it's certainly a violation of this implied contract that the Ritva says exists in every case where there's a minhag to marry only one woman. And that in and of itself would be grounds for kafel garish and for the Ritva. And if this is pshat in the Aguda, then the Aguda is among the Rishonim who say that you can be kafel garish for that reason as well. But what is significant in this Pesach Din is that for the first time in these Pesach Din, we have a Bez Din that is even quoting the sources that are chelik on the Mechaber and the Ramah. And the ones that you have seen in the Pesach Tshuvah, Tizkot and Zayin. In Kuf Nun Dalet, Pesach Tshuvah, Tizkot and Zayin, the Pesach Tshuvah quotes the Gvuras Anoshim of the Shach. The Gvuras Anoshim says that if a Baal is meineya from his wife, even all in Yonah issues, including Eino and Parnosa, he's not Mefarnasar, we aren't kaifa legarish in Leibibo, machmas taina binachutra liyodi yomor lekvuras. Only she has no children. If she has children, she can't come with a taina of chutra liyodi. The fact that the husband is meineya, the chiyuve issues, says the Gvuras Anoshim, isn't enough to be kaifa legarish. So we have a clear machloikis, the shach, in the Gvuras Anoshim, connected the Mechaber and the Ramah, and it's interesting that in the earlier Pesach Din that I cited, the Botei Din are malim ayin totally and completely from the shach, they ignore him, except maybe when the last Pesach Din, when the Das HaRabim was Ulai Yesh Lo Kufa, they weren't sure, and the Miut said Chayiv, but we won't be Kufa. I suspect that what was bothering both the Rabim and the Miut was the Gvuras Anoshim, although they don't mention it. It's only in this Pesach Din, which is the Pesach Din discussing Reyazenus Beferush, is there for the first time that we have an explicit reference to the Gvuras Anoshim. Yes.
Everything.
The Chirishus. All the Chirishus. He says that the Dinkti is only when she comes also with a kind of Chutra Liyod. No. Chirishus. Reach Apel Lachur is worse. He doesn't find. He's talking about Parnosa and where he's purposely being Minaya Tash Mishamita. Both cases. There he says he can. And Reyazanis. He talks about Reyazanis also. Now, there are a number of other Pesach Din in which there is discussion of the Gvuras Anoshim. In one in particular, in Tovshin Kof Dalet, it's Tik 1087, there's the citation of the Gvuras Anoshim after a citation of all the other sources. They create in Lagarish and says the Bezdin, Mi Yovei Acher HaMelech La'afish Maisu. The Bezdin there again refused to pass in Kviya Keneged the Shach and the Gvuras Anoshim. It's clear that there are Kulchideis between the various both a din and Eretz Yisrael with regard to whether to be cheshish for the Gevurah Hanoshim or to paskin kliyeh to neged the Gevurah Hanoshim. And it's clear that there were chalukei deis between the both a din. And you know, again, which is the roiv, or which is the machria, which is the governing psak din, I'm not at all certain. You know, it depends. Certainly the psak of the Bezn HaGadol, which was the only one of the Bezn HaGadol we saw in this particular batch of Pizkei Din, the Bezn HaGadol weren't terribly concerned with the Shach. They didn't even quote him. They were willing to fast and kriya. The only thing that kept them from fasting kriya was there was no hasroah. The inference is that if there had been hasroah, they would have fasted and kriya even connected the Gevurah Hanoshim. Now, let me then just add the taina of Znus. Where there is evidence of one kind or another that the wife has been mizane, and whether that in and of itself or that coupled with other kindness would be grounds to be kaiser for gerushin. Yes, now this is very strange. Yeah, the wife is osir, and now is this grounds for gerushin in Eretz Yisrael and in halacha, contrary to other systems. It's the only system in which a woman kindness that she was mizana. Every place else, they all claim they weren't mizana because that's the husband's grounds for divorce. In Eretz Yisrael, the women are always claiming they were mizana, and therefore they're also to the Baal, and therefore he's mechuyev to give her again. That's how it works in these Pizkei Din. Of course, there's not that much. That doesn't stop them from tining. I don't want to analyze too many of these Pizkei Din, but you can readily imagine a scenario in which the wife claims she was mizaneh and she has no nemonis, so she goes and she brings eidim that she was mizaneh. She brings eidim to prove her own znus because she thinks that way the Bezdin will fasken that the husband is mechuyev to give her a get and maybe even kleifin legarish. What? Eidim or raglayim ledov or ki or what have you. Right now, and very often what happens is you see in the Pizkei Din, you look through them very carefully, you have even cases where the husband comes to the bed and he says, I know my wife is mizana, I'm Michael, I don't care. And, you know, he doesn't know that if she's mizana, she's also. Again, in some of these cases, they're being represented by lawyers. And they don't know, and the lawyers don't know what the halach is, and the bezin's got to make something out of all of this. But that's neither here nor there, I mean, for our purposes. For our purposes, the shaila of Anashia Zishadim, so Kaifim Lagarish or not Kaifim Lagarish. We've already, at the very beginning of the Zaman, we spoke about both the Rambam and Tosfos. Let me just talk about it very briefly for what is Negea for our English. The Rambam Shita is that there's Kfiyah Legerishin only if there are two Eidim Jews Mizaneh. If there aren't two Eidim Jews Mizaneh, there's no Kfiyah Legerishin. Now, there the Achronim are Chaylik and Shat in the Rambam. There are Achronim who say that the Rambam is talking about the Kfiyah Bezdin to be Kfiyah Legerish, Lafrushin Yisur. But the Rambam is not talking about the Kfiyah Legerishin of Mitzat Ishi, which is a Ben Odom B'chaveri Halotet. The Rambam, they say, is saying will be case of a garish even if the wife doesn't want to get. It's one of those cases where we find similar other cases in Kufnun Dalid where we're case of a garish and we won't allow them to remain married, even if he says he won't be miyachit. We force him because we're chayshin and he'll be boiler. So the Rambam says that's only best as it's chiv only when they're 280. But when there's an eight echod, even though the Baal is 90, or there's a shadi, not shakhtikhi surah, he may be also. But that doesn't create a chiv best. Mashen came when the woman comes with a taina. She was mizana, and now she's also to him. She will have the tzviya even with an eid echod or manina, wherever he will be offer, she will have a tzviya legerishin. That they want to say in the Shita Saramba. Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Bei says that he should not legerishin on Eves, and that even if she's mizana, we won't be careful of garish, and in effect he can be ma'agin. And there too we have a machlokes achronim pshat and tesis. Now Yehuda says that tesis means what he says, we'll never be kaisa. Reb Kiveger in the Marokis at the end of Tsuba says that tesis means that only without a taina mitzad isha. That tesis means only mitzvah the chiyuvi person, we won't be kaifer, but if the woman will come and she will want to get, we will be kaifer. That's the shvegah and the chief of the. So that we have the shaila in a situation in which the woman was mezana. We know she was mezana, either to Edim or it's mamino or nedech or raglayim mitzvah or whatever it is. The bezin is raised to paskin and she's also labayla. Will there be a kfiyah legerishin or won't there be a kfiyah legerishin? And here there's a clear machlokes, whether there are grounds for kfiyah or whether there aren't grounds for kfiyah. Now, point number one: what is the why? What shot in the Afrenim say that if she is osir and she claims that she wants to get, that we will be kaifa legarish? The Kiveger just says it without explaining. There's a Achtam Sefer in the Chidushin from the Dorim, the end of the Dorim, about Peches. There, the Chassam Sefer's lotion is that lomoloi la'agno bechino. It sounds to me as if the Chassam Sefer means it's a kind of a kaifin on midas doin. There's no reason for him to be ma'agno there. Why shouldn't we be kaifa legarish? And I think that there's a tshuva sarashba that says essentially what Tosfos says, and that I think lends itself to this pshat as well. This pshat in Tosfos. The lotion of Tosfos is, if I remember, that we're not Tosfos Tachto v'lo Yisham Shema is the lotion of Tosfos, that he's not mechuyav in the garish Tosfos Tachto and he won't live with her. The lotion HaRashba was Tosfos Tachto v'Yisham Shema kishifko b'alma. So he does. He's telling us why he doesn't want to give her a gift. He won't be able to live with her, but she's a good cook. She wants him to do all the things that Isha Isa Labailo. He's not ready to give up the benefits of this marriage. It's all her fault anyway. She was Mizane. Why should he lose? He wants whatever Malochius, the wife, does Labailo. He wants her to do for him. So the Lashon HaTshuva for Rashba would seem to indicate that Tosfos says he can be Magen her. Why? Because it was her fault, and she still has the chiyuvim of the Isha Labailo, and those are the chiyuvim that he wants. Now, if that's shot in Tosfos, then she has, according to Tshuva Sarashba, she has no claim for gerushin, because he wants to get, and even if Bez Din, putting aside his chiyuv, Lafurushini Surah, Bezin can't be kaifa legarish when the Baal has something as a result of all of this. Yeah. However, what if it'll be a case where the husband has nothing, the husband getting nothing? There, l'chur, there should be a din of kaifa on midas doin. I think that Rikveger and the Chassam Sofer, when they said we are kaifa legarish, they meant because it was a kaifa on midas doin. I'm sorry? If he's not megarish, he'll be mechuyav in mezainus. It's still like Yidig Abe. Right. He'll be Mechuyav in Mezainus. What else is he supposed to do?
That's the case here where they were calling the garish and said, if the woman says, I'll stay with him, going to get the agents, and he says, I'll stay with him, I'm going to get the agents to make sure that they're not
deal. Well, is he Nehman or are they agents?
In this case, do we have to have people around?
Well, he'll be also to be Miyachid. And the shaila is, will we require agents? Maybe we'll even require eating for Tosfos or Shalom Tosfos. When will we require eating, and when won't we require eating? That's totally not for any. Some of you say that wherever there is an issue of Raisa, we don't require eating, not sorcerers. And it's only for other things that you need eating. There will be totally in those Shalom. Incidentally, there's one stock of the Beis Din which says that the Kvager is Kvelik, I'm sorry, that the Chassam Sofer. They only fight the Chassam Sofer. That the Chassam Sofer disagrees with the Gevurah Sanoshin. They claim the spirit of the Gevurah Sanoshin. The Chassam Sofer says we're faithful to Garish, and the Gevurah Sanoshin says we're not faithful to Garish. I don't see a spirit at all. To me, there's no spirit. The Gevurah Sanoshin, if I'm right, I'm shot in faces. And the Tosfos means that we're kafir between his kafir and amidas dain. I mean, if the Chassam Sofer meant it. If the Chassam Sofer meant that we're kafir and amidas dain, then there's no steer to the Gevurah Sanoshin. The Gevurah Sanoshin is the case when he's not being mefarnes, and he's minei tash mishamita, but she's still mechuyiv in all the things that she's mechuyiv to him. The husband still wants something here. There, he's not acting kiddin or kishurin. but he still has benefits here. Tomorrow, the day after, he may be mefarnes, and he may live with her the way he's mechuyev to live with her, and she will be doing all the things that he wants from her. In those circumstances, there may not be a kfiyah l'garish. The Chacham Sofer was talking only in a case where he's also la'ilam. There is no way they'll be allowed to live with her. And the Chacham Sofer, if his loshin, the ein lo agmel bechinam, means case al midas da'in, is no steerer to the gruas anoshin at all. I don't see that you can count the Chacham Sofer or all of the others who learned Pshat and Tzitzis, where the Chacham Sofer learned Pshat and Tzitzis. I don't see that you can count them as among the Chelkim on the Gvuras Anoshim. But that's neither here nor there. If this Pshat in the Gvuras Anoshim is correct, then it would follow that in the case of an Arusa, Hakol Noidim, that there would be Kfiya Legarish in the case of an Arusa Shizinso. Because there, she's not mechuyev in any of the shibudim of an Isha Labayla. And there would be a din of Kesin al Midas Zayin. And in fact, there is one Sakin in which the Beis Din says, in the case of an Arusa, there is a Kfiya Legarishin, although they don't necessarily learn Pshat in the Chacham Sofer and Kiveger as the din of Kesin al Midas Zayin. But they say that in the case of an Arusa, it was a Psakin of the Beis Din of Chayse. I think it was Tovshin Chof Tes 4, 5, 9. It wasn't that one, it was another one. They said in the case of Marusa, Kula Alma Meide, that Kaisin Legarish. If this is correct, and if it then follows in the case of Marusa, Kaisin Legarish, it would seem to me that in the case that I gave you, namely the husband has remarried civilly, and there's a claim with evidence, what have you, that she was Mizane, it would seem to me that this is essentially the same thing. You're dealing with a case in which the husband has divorced her civilly. He, in effect, is telling us that he doesn't want anything from her anymore. Forget about whether in din he would somehow release her from the Melochus Isha Eisel Labayla, whether it's Yuchayis or the Negazay or not, forget about that Shaila Mitzad Hadin. But you have a situation which the husband tells us that I don't want her to perform any of the Melochus Isha Eisel Labayla, and in which the husband no longer has any benefit from the Ishus, and there is no reason why he should be ma'agin her, so that if there is a din of kaitin al midas da'in, under those circumstances, kul alma meide, that there should be a din kfiya. The only point I'm making is that if this is shot in the in Tom Sofer and Kiveger is correct, and if it then follows, as at least one of the Piskei Din concluded, that in the case of an Arus, the Kula Alma Meide came from the garage, so in the case of civil divorce, Lachur, it should be the same Din as an Arusa, and there should be the same Kula Alma Meide that we are Kreita Legarish. So that in the case of Girushei Arkois, when there is also kind of Znus, Lachur, we have a number of studies that should be Mitzareth for Kriya Legarishin. One, he's clearly being Menei attached from her. Secondly, this is the case of Reya Zainis, and Reya Zainis with Hatsroa, that's the case of Ramo, where Ramo says if you're Masra, you're Kaifa Lagarit, or he says I'm Makit, of course, who had been Reya Zainis. And we also have the kind of Mois Alai with an Amasla Mubereris, which the number of these Piskei Din, they were mistarius to Kfiya Legarishin. It's clearly Mos Olevo, and we know why it's Mos, and it's a Maslum Vereris, if the man is already married to somebody else. And the other time, it sounds as this is similar to the case of an Arusa, where there is no longer any claim that he has against her, so there should be a Din of Kaitin Al Midas Dain. Now, the one other point that I want to raise, because it's an Inyan, but it's an Inyan, and it's discussed in one of the Piskei Din, and in the Zirak material, I Zirak only that part, not the essence tract in itself, and that is the Chacham Sofer. The Chacham Sofer says that in the case of Sofik Kfiya, if Bezin is Kleif on a Sofik, she's a Vadai Einam Gereshis, which sounds paradoxical. If there's a sophic, whether you can be Kleifa Lagarish, and Bezin goes and we're Kleifa on the sophic, she's a vada ain midaraisa. Says why? Because translates the portion of Hershon. Let's say we have Machlokes the Rambam and the Raita. We're increasing the garish and that. Why do we say facing? Because the principle is that she wants to do what she's mechuyev, what the husband wants to do what he's mechuyev in. In that case, no exception raised. And he says the Rambam, because everybody wants to do what the din says he's mechuyev to do. It's mitzvah shmaya divrei chachamim. There's a Sam Sefer, but who says it's mitzvah shmaya divrei Rambam? Maybe it's mitzvah shmaya divrei horizit. In effect, they'll try and say king we could ask the Raita. Who says I'm mechuyev to listen to the Rambam when the Raita is chayiv? The nail is since here. There's no mitzvah shmei divrei hakomim, so even the reitan he doesn't mean anything, and she's avada einim megreshes, avada einim megreshes midrash. Whatever this Bezin will say, you might would be right if he's not Morris. He does know some Machlokes around on the writers. This Bezin isn't Megala. We don't write stock with Nimuki. We just tell him Kaifin Lagarish. He doesn't know any better. Lakur is there. There should be a mitzvah shmaya divrei chachamim. He doesn't know any better, and his mitzvah shmaya this bezin is finished. What if he's a lamson that he does know? Then it's not going to help. What the bezin's written tanim and his erech din wouldn't explain that with machlekes and this bezin with machria. Lakura, if you're not dealing with amorit, the sam sefer certainly makes sense. The problem then, and that's precisely the issue in the introduction. In this is the Pesach of the Bezin HaGodol, the Dayonim, Rav Avadya Hedayah, Sholem Yosef Eliashiv, and Rav Mitzal Jolti. This is the first thing that the Bezin, it's in Tov Shin Chof, it's the first thing that the Bezin analyzed. It was a child of Nichbe, he had epilepsy, and Yekreifa for Chayli HaNichbe. But before talking about Yekreifa for Chayli HaNichbe, the first thing that the Bezin had to deal with was whether you can be Kreifa in the case of a chulukei deis among the Bote Din. Now, the Bez Din, sure, precisely, right, and these are two Piske Din which are dealing with the Gvurus Anoshim for our purposes, because we're going to apply all of this to the Gvurus Anoshim. Here the Bez Din, he says, in effect, he quotes the Sam Sefer and says, no, the Sam Sefer is all very nice. I'm not sure in the end what we do with the Sam Sefer. And he says, Bram, after quoting Sam Sefer, one paragraph, next paragraph he says, Bram, v'mokim shalafi kloli alokam tzur b'yadeinu hadinu shakreifin, l'moshel, v'mokim tzuligi yochiz rabin, tzidat rabin, kreifin, v'zavadar minadin yesu tzavis l'chabit l'balos eskev, v'get yekosher kidin teirin. V'otu dini kvi adifim midini gitin asherabu achilkin v'kam v'kam ahalokas v'negus l'shershim kadzus shalaget halol l'peisim v'halol l'machshim. But we pass him, we follow the right. So why in creation we follow the right? Now they immediately ignore some slaves they quoted in the previous paragraph, which says why this is different, because here there may not be a mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim. Now what does the Bezin mean? The analogy again for Chayshon Mishpat next time, it sounds to me as if it's an analogy to kingly. Hagam, they don't mention the word kingly at all. And in kingly, says there's, you know, the two means. First will say kingly, connected to Shulchan Aruch, connected to Mechab, connected to Ramah. You can't say kingly, connected to Das Yochid. Then he proceeds in Tevei to give you clothing kingly. I'm not sure what the clothing are. But it's clear that there are cases when you can say kingly. And it seems to me that what the Bezin, without labeling it as such a thing, is that when you can't say kingly, you can't quote the Sam Sefer. Where there's a clear hachror and halacha, then there's a mitzvah shmaya divrei chachamim. That's the hachror. It's only when there's no absolute hachror and halacha, even if this bezin might have passed in kviya, but there she can say, true, this bezin could pass in kviya. But there are some achrayim there, some rishayim who don't pass in kviya. It's a kind of a kimli. I don't say it's mitzvah shmaya this bezin, I'll listen to another bezin. I'll listen to the other sheikh. But that's only in the case when there is no clear hakro. Hakam, this bezin can't be machriya. But when there's a hakro that that's achro for all the Klal Yisrael. There you can't say kimli kedat amiyut, and here you can't say according to the Rasham Sefer there's no din. So it would seem to me with that this is what the Beis Din means to say. Wherever there is a clear achro, you don't have to be chayshu the Rasham Sefer, or better, that's not what the Rasham Sefer meant. The Rasham Sefer meant to say it only in a place where there wasn't a clear achro that are followed by all Meir Heroah and all Bote Dini. With regard to the Gvuras HaNoshim specifically, this Besson says, Ochein Bachreinim on Mitzin Shukot Shalechoiz Ben Tzoik V'yigam Yom Fiyadin Yesh L'Kaifoy Ayin Gvuras HaNoshim, etc. Vitzorach Lein, that's quote the Gvuras HaNoshim, period. There were Choshish for the Gvuras HaNoshim. Next paragraph. Vitzorach Lein, the Dover Zen Nikin L'Shurim V'lei Shlishka L'Finyin L'Fi M'si Beifo only when you think you make shalom bayit. This doesn't says that you don't have the chayshish for the Gvuras HaNoshim b'mokim when you don't think that there will be shalom bayit. In another one of the Pesukei Din, of course, I purposely cited without comment. If there's going to be shalom bayit, then forget the Gvuras HaNoshim. Make shalom bayit. In effect, what the Beis Din is saying is that you don't have the chayshish for the Gvuras HaNoshim. In another one of the Pesukei Din, I don't know which is which anymore, there's, again, this is one of the Pesukei Din that is not Cheshish for the Gvuras HaNoshim. I gave you Pesukei Din before that says Miyotho Yachar HaMelech. Here, this is the Beis Din of Chaifa. Among the Dayonim were Baruch Rakover, that's the Machaber of the Bir HaGro. What's the name of the Sefer? Birkat Elio. The Birkat Elio on the Bir HaGro. Here the Beis Din quotes the Gvuras HaNoshim and quotes the one Beis Din says that the Chassam Sefer is chelik on the Gvuras HaNoshim. They were looking for a list of Achronis chelik on the Gvuras HaNoshim for their purposes, and they include the Chassam Sefer. No, I don't understand that, but the rest makes sense. They proceed to quote a number of Achronim who are chelik on the Gvuras HaNoshim. Among them, Rav Yitzchok Ein Yitzchok, and says, with quotes him, and they conclude with regard to Gvuras HaNoshim, Zedat Rakdas Yechidor, Vonu Enon Lishmaya Rakadivra Shokhanor Hashem Meim on the Shaysim, Sheikhriya Kishitas Reif Peskim, the Paski Bozek Haifin Bekfiya Gemura, and then a whole list of the Piske Din Rabbonim that says that we are Kaifa. In cases where he's Menei HaParnosa and or ignoring all the Pesukei Din that are Cheshish from the Gvuras HaNoshim, a list of the Pesukei Din that ignore the Gvuras HaNoshim. So it's clear that there are fluky deis among the Bote Din, whether you're Cheshish for the Gvuras HaNoshim or you're not. It seems to me that the more authoritative Pesukei Din were not Cheshish for the Gvuras HaNoshim, at least not the Mokim Igun. One other point I probably should have gone to before, and that's the Chassima, the end psiche, what is the shear of kitzvah? I don't know, forget now the Gvuras HaNoshim says he won't be chayish at all. But once we decided not to be chayish for the Gvuras HaNoshim, now somebody's in jail. If he's in jail, how long is he to be in jail before we consider this like a refuah she'ein lo kitzvah, and he'll be chayish of a garish? In the Pesukei Din, we had one that he was in jail for, he had less than 2 years to go, and they said the problem was there was no hasrul. They were concerned primarily with parnosa. Another one was interesting, tracked in, he was somebody, the master matin between the study, the man went to jail right after the Sheva Brachos, and he claimed that he told his wife that his parnosa is a gamet, and Almanat came, she married him. And she says that she didn't agree. She didn't know he was a Ganesh. She didn't know that was his parnos, now he was intending to live. In any event, this man was in jail for 18 months at the time. and the Besen said that we can't prove whether she knew or not because we don't know. 18 months isn't long enough. We can't be, you know, it's more than 6 months, but 18 months isn't long enough to be machayiv the get, in part because maybe he'll get furlough and he'll be able to machayim oina. But even without that, the Besen seems to say that's a kitzvah. 18 months is a kitzvah. The other bit stocked in that I quoted to you before, that quoted the Enid Yontes, who said being sent to Siberia is like Enri Kitzvah. There the person had been sentenced to 14 years in jail, and the Besen says Yudal Shana Kameshifud Loila. It's as if it's a sentence forever. 14 years is forever. So that, as far as the Bati Din are concerned, I don't know for anybody else, but the Bati Din says that 14 years is refuish ain lo kitzva. What about 13 years? I don't know. Stops me that 13 years is almost 14. Maybe that's also ain lo kitzva. 18 months isn't enough. What about 36 months? Is that enough? I don't know. Who knows? Between, you know, roughly 2 years and 14 years, I don't know what you call that, yesh lo kitzva, ain lo kitzva. In terms of the Piskei Din, you're not going to get a dover bor as far as what's called refuish ain lo kitzva, what is the minia of tashmish for a period of time considered ain lo kitzva and kreifin lagarish if you're not kreishish for the gvuras hanoshim. But it's clear that there has to be some rule, and we don't know what the rule is. Sorry? The Dachrini all talk about refuah. And refuah is either the doctor gives you a kitzvah, and the doctor's kitzvah is never 14 years. The doctor will say, not 6 months, but you got to take the pills for 8 months, for 9 months.
It's
therapy. Yeah, it's psychological therapy, right. Right.
Physical
therapy, I don't know. It's not likely to go on forever. But that'll be, it'll be mamish the same shayla. And it's not mavur and achrenim. The achra of achrenim seems to be that the refuah sheyesh lo kitzvah, they wouldn't pass in gerushin. But if the kitzvah is 50 years, it's clear that that's called ein lo kitzvah. And the Besen said 14 years is also ein lo kitzvah. The Besen's talking in the case of a jail sentence. But what's the difference? You're sentenced to jail, you're sentenced to a psychiatrist's couch. It's all the same. During this period of time, he's not going to be kind of mitzvahina, you know, whatever, he's got sexual dysfunction. And he needs therapy, and the therapist, usually the therapist will say either he can do it right away or it's ein lo kitzvah. It's refuah, but ein lo kitzvah I can't guarantee. So that's a refuah she ein lo kitzvah. The therapist says, yeah, I can assure a cure, but it's going to take a given period of time. It's yesh lo kitzvah, but it's a long period of time. Or he'll definitely be let out of jail, but it's a term of 10 years, 7 years, 8 years. He's not going to get out in between. What's the rule? I don't know what the rule is. There's no rule. But it seems that you know, the hakror of most of the Bati Din in Eretz Yisrael was to be machriya keneged the Gvuras HaNoshim, and at least in the case with Ein Lo Kitzvah, it's even Machayev Gerushin. And I think that in the case, which is the most common case that occurs in this country, and the child of Fiel Gerushin occur in cases where the husband is remarried. Under those circumstances, we have all the other sniffing to be inspired. The Roya Zainis, Vahulai, Lakura, there should be ground for Tfiyah. But, you know, despite all of that, the Bati Din Eretz Yisrael are very reluctant to Pashkin Tfiyah. As you can well imagine. I think I collected all the Pashkin Tfiyah which they have in Machayev Tfiyah. And most of the others, the Loshin is Chayev Lagarish, but not Kreifin Lagarish. The stock of Kreifin Lagarish is very few and far between. There's nothing to do with anything came till now. There's another lotion that I found in one stock, and I don't know what to make of it. I know the chilik between Chayav Lagarish and Kreifin Lagarish. Kreifin Lagarish is Kfiya Mamish. Now, to sort of means go to jail. And Chayav Lagarish, they define for us themselves. It says that's Kfiya Bimili. So I understand what Chayav Lagarish is. I have at least one other psak din which they use a language that does, I don't know what it means. Al Habal Lagarish. Is it been Chayav? Is that Kfiya Bimili? I'm not sure it's Kfiya Bimili. Al sounds to me as if it's less than Chayav, but maybe it's not the deal. I said, may not even be Kfiya Bimili. No, Al Habal Lagarish means it would be nice to do in the garage. He should. Ruach HaChomim Neichet Imenu. He doesn't have to worry about the Mizdeach being murdered the most in this case. Al Habal Lagarish Asai. Now, Shloshi Kfiya, it's not. By Iyush Shloshi, you find very rarely. And I don't really know what to make of the Loshi. All right. What? Well, Ula Yesh Lokov, I understand Loshna Sofik. Now, why they bothered, I don't know. A Psak Din of Sofik doesn't make. I was being very cynical when I quote it. And you get a Das Amiyut. Ad Ula, he also is going to be masking. But a Psak Din of Sofik is not clear. The Shaitrim aren't going to take him to jail with a Psak Din of Sofik. Now, Psak Din of Sofik is very nice. The Bezdin is being methalful, and they're giving you, you know, what the Chavazat is, and they're telling you they're fakers, and fine, Yaakov Tehovi had it. But it doesn't mean anything. A Psak Din of Sofik is meaningless. Clearly it's meaningless.